Hi, everyone. I'm Brett McCray. This is your Wyoming Noon Market Report from the Northern Ag Network. A grizzly bear in Wyoming was euthanized on April 15th after confirmed cattle depredation on private land south of Tensleep. The location of the conflict was more than 80 miles from the eastern boundary of the demographic monitoring area, which is considered biologically and socially suitable for grizzly bears. Grizzly bears have not been documented in this area south of the Bighorn Mountains since long before the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem population was listed under the Endangered Species Act in the 1970s. Wyoming Game and Fish Director Brian Nesvik says the expansion of grizzlies into unsuitable habitat leads to increased conflict potential between bears and humans. Lean beef continues to support cattle markets despite large volumes of imported beef this year. Several studies suggest that at least 50% of all beef consumed in the U.S. is ground beef, as consumers continue to look for product at affordable price points. Reduced cow slaughter levels have led to shrinking supplies of 90% lean trimmings, the main component in ground beef. Those 90% lean trimmings are at 25% price premiums compared to last year. This is despite record large imports this year. Australian beef exports to the U.S. have risen by 58% year over year. Prices for lean trimmings are directly related to market cow prices. Utility slaughter cow values are up 34% this year compared to a year ago.
Hello, it's Jan Parker, the horse sale manager at Billings Livestock. We have a big horse sale weekend here at BLS this Friday and Saturday. 276 head of catalog horses. We'll preview those for you on Friday, 12 o'clock noon at the Horse Palace. Catalog sale time, 12 noon on Saturday. Loose horses, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. We'll accept them all week. You can see what's coming. Sign up for online bidding. All of it, BillingsLivestock.com. Come see us in Billings.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Construction on critical irrigation tunnels in Goshen County could begin as soon as this fall. In 2019, the collapse of Tunnel Number 2 in the Goshen Irrigation District washed out the supply canal south of Fort Laramie and ended water delivery to irrigators for 44 days. At the 2024 Yonts Water Conference in Scottsbluff this year, representatives from the Goshen Irrigation District announced the hiring of Atkinson Construction to permanently replace two tunnels between the Goshen and Gehring Irrigation Districts. UNL Extension educator Gary Stone says pending all agencies' approval, the new tunnel's replacement or construction may occur in the fall of 2024. The BLM is extending the public scoping period for the Jackalope Wind Energy Project in Sweetwater County. Jackalope Wind LLC proposes to build 213 wind turbine generators on more than 293,000 acres of public and private lands, including over 166,000 acres of BLM land. The 15-day extension will provide time for additional public input on the project. The public scoping period now closes on May 2nd. For questions, contact the BLM Rock Springs office.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th. Glendive Livestock.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Taking a look at the cattle markets here on Tuesday at the noon hour, we're seeing some mixed prices. Most of the live cattle futures are moderately lower, but definitely some mixed trade going on in feeder cattle. But to pivot our attention real quick to encouraging news, sharp increases in boxed beef values this morning. Choice cuts up $3.69 at $2.99.62, select up 74 cents at $2.92.61. Taking a look at those prices, April feeder cattle up 50 cents at $2.43.40, May up 15 cents at $2.45.32. April live cattle down $1.27 at $182.55. June down $1.92 at $176.12. We haven't seen a substantial amount of cash cattle trade yet this week. Looking at last week's weighted averages, they were pretty much steady with the previous week. Lean hogs up $1.62 in the spot May contract at $98.32. June up $2.37 at $107.87. At Torrington Livestock Auction on Friday, coal market was mostly steady. Most of the way up cows sold from 120 to 142, bulls from 130 to 142. Just a few cow-calf pairs sold close to $2,600. More than 1,300 feeder cattle last week at the auction market in St. Ange. Heavy six-weight steers from $286 to $301.50 per hundredweight, and heavy six-weight heifers from $269 to $279.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingeman Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd, featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
For the fourth consecutive day, we're looking at higher Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat futures, and for the third consecutive trading session, higher Chicago futures as well. Unfortunately, part of this bullish trend for wheat markets is because of deteriorating crop conditions. Monday's crop progress report showed a 5 percentage point drop in winter wheat conditions to 50% good to excellent. Weather issues are also front and center in Europe, where it's too dry in some areas and too wet in others. If we continue to see this kind of uncertainty in weather issues, especially overseas, wheat prices may continue to see optimism in markets. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 9.25 in May at 6.06, July up 10.25 at 6.12. Minneapolis hard red spring wheat 7 cents better May and July at 6.62, $6.69. Chicago soft red winter wheat, 10 and a half cents better in May at 580, July up 11 cents at 598. The May corn contract up 3 cents at 442, July up 2.75 at 452. Soybeans, 4.25 cents better in May at 1165, July up 4 cents at 1180. Cash grain prices in Portland this morning up 5 cents for 12 protein winter wheat from $6.77 to $6.87. And that'll conclude your Wyoming Noon Market Report. I'm Brett McRae, Northern Ag Network.